USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump speaking at a Keep America Great rally at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's district.
For the next 13 months, think of that. It seems like yesterday. For the next 13 months, we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
Two associates of Rudy Giuliani arrested on campaign finance violations as they try to leave the country. In other news, the president of Ukraine says there was no blackmail during his phone call with President Trump. Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 150 points to close at 26,496. The Nasdaq up 47 points. The S&P 500 up almost 19 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you believe in polls, which after the 2016 election, many Americans do not have faith in, the latest Fox News survey finds Joe Biden leading the pack of Democrats at 32%, Elizabeth Warren in second place with 22%, and Bernie Sanders trailing in third place at 17%. When voters asked if President Trump will be reelected next year, 44% in the Fox News poll say yes, 46% say no, 10% say they are unsure. Now, President Trump tweeting about all this, saying, "From the day I announced I was running for president, I have never, in capital letters, had a good Fox News poll. Whoever their pollster is, they suck. But Fox News is also much different than it used to be in the good old days, with people like Andrew Napolitano, who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice, and I turned him down. He's been terrible ever since." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
From the White House now, an update on the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
ICE Acting Director Matt Albans is criticizing what he calls bad immigration laws.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to enforce immigration law has again fallen victim to judicial overreach.
Surrounded by several sheriffs at the White House on Thursday, Albans noted that ICE does not make the laws, and he calls on Congress to modernize immigration laws. Albans also argues that political rhetoric is not keeping you safe.
I cannot stand here today and promise you that dangerous criminal aliens are not being let out of jail to potentially harm others. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
I'm Tim Berg.
And a liberal TV host continues to take heat for her friendship with George W. Bush. The latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Ellen DeGeneres getting even more condemnation now, including from other celebrities, after defending her friendship with the former president George W. Bush after the two were seen sitting together at an NFL game on Sunday.
When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
That was Ellen on her show on Monday. Avengers star Mark Ruffalo tweeting on Wednesday, until Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, quote, we can't even begin to talk about kindness. And actress Susan Sarandon says, it's not just a matter of hanging out with someone with different opinions, but someone accused of being a war criminal. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.